At a time when many veterans are concerned about Walter Reed's problems, President Bush today addresses a national conference of the American Legion. That's the nation's largest veterans organization. The conference began yesterday in Washington, and in between events, we spoke with Paul Morin, the national commander of the American Legion. We wanted to know his group's reaction to the reports about the poor conditions in the outpatient facility known as Building 18. People on the outside, maybe in the civilian world, reacted with a certain amount of shock to this. When this story emerged, was this a shock to your membership?
I don't think it was a shock. We've been doing battle for adequate funding for VA health care, adequate money for construction and upkeep of VA facilities for a number of years. So I don't think we had the shock factor, but I think our shock factor was that we weren't made aware of it by troops that are over there to our staff members who go there. And we wish it was, because then we could have taken action before then.
Have the war wounded from Iraq overwhelmed the VA system, the Department of Defense?
I think the Department of Defense is no question they're overwhelmed by the number of war injuries coming back and the amount of time it's taken with their disabilities then to process them back to their home communities. The medical treatment that's being provided on the field is the best we've ever seen in any war or conflict we've been in the United States of America. The triage and medical care that's happening, the body armor. So we are seeing a large number of lives who would have been lost that are being saved.
But what does it say that veterans in Building 18, which was just away from the hospital, across the way from the hospital, were having problems getting through the red tape if they didn't have a lot of support from family? What does that say about the system in the rest of the country? What does that say about a veteran who's in a small town in, you know, Southern California or Nebraska trying to get care?
We continue, and as our organization, the American Legion, with teams from our staff to monitor VA medical centers throughout the country. I've traveled myself to many VA medical centers. I do not see where the medical care isn't there. I'm seeing structural things that need to be improved, and that's what you need to look at.
Such as structural things?
You know, whether it's updating bathrooms there to handle the increase in number of wheelchair-accessible veterans, parking facilities, that type of stuff needs to be rectified. You know, we had a CARES process that went in to evaluate the VA Medical Center, and then Secretary of Veterans Affairs Anthony Principi said it'd take $1 billion a year for 10 years to see the improvements. Well, Congress just in December finally put amount of money in place to start doing some of these projects.
Are you going to try to push for more money for veterans care than the president has requested in his budget?
Yeah, the president requested $36.6 billion for medical care, and we've recommended $38.4 billion.
Are you going to talk to the president about that when you speak to him?
We have talked to the president. We've notified him that we're not pleased with his budget for the military and also for the VA hospitals for our veterans.
You spoke just a minute ago about having long experience in doing battle with the VA, and it might be surprising for a lot of people to hear. I mean, the thinking would be that 5 years into two wars, the VA would be doing all it could. Where is the problem? Who do you blame?
I blame the President and Congress for insufficient funding of the VA health care system.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, have a good day.
Paul Morin is the national commander of the American Legion, the nation's largest veterans organization. And you can hear responses from some officials in Washington to the revelations about substandard conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center at npr.org.